Hey everyone, I'm Angelique Voices and welcome back to The Polyglottal Stop, a podcast on language, language learning, and sociolinguistics from a polyglot's point of view. Make sure you're following this podcast here and at Polyglottal Pod on Twitter and Instagram for teasers and updates about the podcast. This Micro Monday episode was produced with the support of my patrons, and if you'd like to be one too, listen through to the end of the episode. Today I'm talking about the difference between the phrases, as far as I know, and as far as I'm concerned. Let's get into it. All right, so these two phrases are like 75% identical if all we're looking at is the words used, but they don't have the same meaning. I'll define and explain them both, and then I'll give a couple of example scenarios. As far as I know, or you could also say as far as I am aware, means that what you have just said or what you are about to say is true to the best of your knowledge or to the limits of your knowledge. It allows for you to be wrong without being wrong, if that makes sense. In other words, if there is information out there that is contrary to what you said, you don't know of it. So according to or based on the information you have, as far as you know, what you're saying is true and accurate. As far as I'm concerned means regarding me or in my opinion. The I am in this phrase can be replaced with anyone or anything. So you can say, as far as the movie is concerned, so regarding the movie, about the movie, or as far as my friends are concerned, in my friend's opinion, or regarding my friends, depending on the rest of the sentence. Here's an example scenario for as far as I know.
Excuse me, does the number 7 bus stop here?
I've never taken it myself, but as far as I know, yes it does.
In this scenario, person B is sharing only the information they have, while also saying that it's possible they are wrong. Usually people say as far as I know if they're more than 60% sure, very technical percentage, because if we really don't know or aren't sure, most of the time we just say I don't know, sorry, or I'm not sure, you should check the schedule or the website. But people will also say this phrase even if they are 100% sure they're right, because they want to play it safe or they want to seem modest or they don't want to be challenged on what they have said. If person A waits and waits and waits for the number 7 bus and it never comes, they can't really blame person B because person B did say they never took the bus before and they said, as far as I know, which may not be much. At the same time, it might be enough assurance for person A to wait and see. Here's a scenario for as far as I'm concerned.
Do you think Debbie will mind if I bring my boyfriend to her birthday party? She doesn't really know him.
Oh, it'll be fine. You know Debbie. As far as she's concerned, the more the merrier.
Here's another.
I know we were going to watch a movie and eat on the restaurant's patio, but it's raining a lot. Should we cancel?
Well, the movies are indoors, so we can still do that. As far as dinner is concerned, let's change our reservation to a table inside.
And there you have it. As far as someone knows means to the best of their knowledge, and as far as someone or something is concerned means in their opinion or regarding the person, thing, or situation. Thanks for listening, y'all. A special thank you to my patrons, Ray and Mike. Anyone can join my Patreon, by the way, or buy me a coffee. Links are in the show notes. Otherwise, it would be great if you'd share this episode with a friend who's into language and culture. Then head to Twitter and Instagram at PolyglottalPod to tell me what new thing you learned from today's episode. I'll see you back here on Thursday for an awesome episode about Jamaican patois. Yes, that's right, featuring real Jamaicans speaking real patois. And until then, remember that you matter, and so do Black Lives. Happy learning!